your living room and left the front door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you tell me to do?
Probably to shut the door.
Anything else you might say?
Well, close the door, but I don't think of anything else that I would tell you to do to it.
Okay. You said that the house you grew up in was a frame house.
Right.
On the outside, did the boards kind of overlap each other like that? Do you ever recall hearing that?
The board and batten? I think so. Mm-hmm.
What about weatherboard? You ever heard that?
I've heard it, but I don't know how it was used.
Just heard the term.
Mm-hmm.
And people called it?
I guess they called it weatherboard. Boarding.
Okay. What about, well, just the general term for the top of the house? That was the...
The roof?
Did your house have, I don't know about this house, I didn't notice coming in, but on some houses there were places on the edge of the roof that carried off rainwater.
You mean drain pipes?
I don't know if that's exactly...
Gutters?
Right, something like that. You have that on this house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a house that has different slopes of the roof, maybe a place where two different slopes meet, something like that. Have you ever heard that called anything in particular? The place where two different slopes...
What's the eaves? The eaves is the part that hangs over, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering if you'd ever heard that part called the valley.
Right.
Something
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was called the...
I guess it was called the valley. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. But you have heard that.
Right.
And you were talking about your junk house a few minutes ago. Were there other any little buildings or back of the house?
Maybe? You had the smokehouse. That was very important. And that was where your bathroom was. That was very important.
Yeah.
And then on out further were the farm buildings.
I see. Did you call those little buildings, would you ever refer to them as sheds or something like that?
I don't think that we referred to any of ours as a shed. Some of the houses had shed rooms built onto the side, though. We didn't have one, but I do remember hearing my grandparents refer to one of those rooms as a shed room, but I don't know which it was.
Were there any buildings where you might keep tools or firewood?
The tools were kept in the junk house. And the firewood was stacked. It would be out close to the smokehouse.
You mentioned the bathroom. You had a separate building out
right,
there for that.
Right, right.
Is that what you called it, the bathroom?
Oh, no, that was the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I see. What about outhouse? Was it ever called
mm-hmm.
that? See. Have you ever heard any joking terms for that?
Oh, I'm sure I have. Right now I can't tell you, though.
What about Privy or Johnny?
Oh, the Johnny, maybe, but I don't remember the not Privy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not
I want to ask you about the word drive. Say if you went into town yesterday, you say, I got in my car and I to town.
We went to town.
Or if you were going to use some form of the word drive, you'd say, yesterday I got in my car and I
drove.
Sure. And if you've done it several times, you'd say, I've
driven
sure.
several times.
And today I might. Into town.
I might drive into town.
Okay. You were talking about farm buildings. You grew up on a farm,
right,
I take it. What were some of those other buildings that you mentioned in passing?
Well, we had the mill house. My father had a grist mill. So we had the mill house. We had a crib, two cribs, I guess. Then you had your stables.
For the horses?
Yes. I guess that was it.